today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The 8 o'clock hour, as you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you hear. It's actually his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be filling in today. My father will be back next Sunday. He's off in France right now with a group of listeners. Hopefully enjoying himself over there. They'll be back next Sunday. To start the hour, we have Ted Reuter from St. Gabriel Labs with us. Ask him a few questions about Milky Spore and a product called the Anteater he has. Ted, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Patrick. Boy, it's nice to speak with you. I know Paul's off in France. I'm talking to you from Virginia, where things are finally in bloom here. It took a nice warm day like yesterday here in Virginia, and now everything is budding. The trees, even our thornless blackberries, are leafing, and everything looks good.
Excellent.
While I'm calling and talking to you from Virginia, I was down in St. Croix in the Caribbean earlier, a few weeks ago. What were we doing there? We were making coconut bombs. What in the world are coconut bombs? Well, you take a coconut down there and you inject a coconut through one of the eyes with a bacteria that kills mosquito larvae. And then you take the coconuts and you throw them into the middle of the ponds down there, wherever mosquitoes are breeding, and the coconuts slowly leach out this bacteria, which multiplies inside the coconut, and you can get rid of mosquitoes for a long period of time. But you don't have to make coconut bombs to get rid of them, because St. Gabriel Laboratories has a hose end sprayer for taking care of mosquitoes, and one spraying will rid mosquitoes and gnats from your yard for up to 4 weeks at a time. It's just one of the many products made by St. Gabriel Organics that is completely organic and is compatible with nature.
Excellent. That's it. Now, that product, say the last 4 weeks, I know I haven't seen too many mosquitoes out just yet. I know we need a little bit more moisture. Should it be applied now just as a preventative?
No, when the mosquitoes become prevalent, that's when you start to spray. And it depends on how warm the weather is. You know, mosquitoes can grow into a full-blown mosquito from a mosquito egg or a mosquito larvae in 3 to 4 hours when it's warm and when the humidity is right. And that's when you want to spray. But the spray that St. Gabriel has, it'll last up to 4 weeks, and it'll remain in areas wherever you spray. If you're going to have a garden party or activity out in the backyard, spray it the day before, and you should be pretty darn mosquito and gnat free from then on for a few weeks.
Excellent. So we should do that in a few weeks when it starts to go there.
Yeah, now, when the mosquitoes start biting, that's when to use it.
Excellent. So something that, you know, we want to do right about now is this product, is the Milky Spore. Can you tell me a little bit about it, what it controls, what it does?
Well, this is a good time to put down Milky Spore, which is a natural control for Japanese beetle grubs. And it is deposited into the soil, and you soak it in among the grass roots or let the rain do it. And when the grubs start to come up and feed on the roots of grass and the tiny root hairs of young trees and shrubs, when a grub swallows just one of these spores, it will die and decay in about 2.5 weeks and give off up to 3 billion new spores. And so this material doesn't die. It keeps on multiplying and spreading until your yard becomes almost immune to an infestation of beetle grubs. Now, many people don't make the connection between grubs and flying beetles. And it's the Japanese beetle that is the most prolific. It's not native to the United States. It was brought in accidentally in the 1940s. And has now spread from the Middle Atlantic region north to Canada, south to northern Florida, and as far west as the Mississippi River. It has few natural predators here. Now, if you have chickens or guinea hens, they'll eat the adult beetles. But most other animals stay away from the Japanese beetle because it's rather bitter fruit. And if you put milky spore down, it's sort of inoculating your yard against an existing infestation of grubs, and it's there for future infestations that may occur. And it's interesting because the Japanese beetle is so prolific. Just 1,000 Japanese beetles will lay 50,000 grubs. Now, that's 2.5 million in 3 seasons' time. And so what do you do about it? Well, milky spore is the only real control because you do it once, it lasts 10 to 15 years. We guarantee it for 10 years. And we get a lot of questions. People will say, well, my neighbor never does anything to his yard. What happens if I put down milky spore and he doesn't? In fact, he's driving down the property values around here because he doesn't do anything to his yard. Well, when you apply milky spore, whether he, your neighbor, knows it or not, it will eventually creep over into his yard. But the Japanese beetle is like a tiny little helicopter. It takes a lot of air power to get to become airborne and fly around. So they don't travel very far. So if you see lots of adult beetles during the height of the summer, chances are they hatched from grubs right in your own yard. And they usually don't fly in from neighbors or from down the street. If you've got them, they came right from your own yard. And so milky spore is a control that may be isolated, but you don't have to worry that much about the Japanese beetles. Another question is how many grubs does it affect? Well, milky spore is designed primarily for Japanese beetle grubs, but you can take all of the other beetle grubs. And they don't do 0.1% that the Japanese beetle grubs do, and that's because they're so prolific.
Definitely. And just one question I have for you. With the milky spore, how many times are you supposed to apply it to actually, you know, and then be done with it? Do you have to do it for, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year? What's the process?
Well, there are two formulations. One is the original concentrated powder. You put that down one spot every 4 feet in rows 4 feet apart. Every spot contains 100 million spores. Soak it into the soil and let it go. You never have to do it again. That was the original process. Now, we do have a granular form, which you can find in a lot of stores. Comes in a bag, and the bag is applied with a drop spreader, and you can cover your whole yard with that. However, you have to put that down spring and fall for 3 years to build up the proper amount of spores in the soil. But it's easier to do and maybe works a little bit faster.
Excellent. Now, getting on to something a little bit different. I know my father was asking me to ask you about this product called Anteater, and he said it's safe to actually put into your house.
Yes, it's a specially designed diatomaceous earth powder that is food grade, and you can use this in the kitchen around stored cereals and grains. You can use it in the pantry, and it poses no toxic effect to man. But it does destroy ants and other little insects that get into the kitchen. And again, it's long lasting. It's a dry powder, comes in a little squeeze bottle with a long curved snout on it, so that when you can puff it, it'll go into cracks and crevices and hard to reach places. Now, why is it deadly to insects but not to man? Well, diatomaceous earth, especially the kind we have, and incidentally, this is approved as completely organic by OMRI, which is the Organic Material Review Institute, and it's put right on the bottle that it's safe for use in the kitchen. It kills by mechanical action. Under the microscope, a tiny little grain of this diatomaceous earth powder has real sharp points and valleys in it. And when an insect crawls across it, even an insect with an exoskeleton, it will cut these insects, and it dehydrates them, and they dry out, and they die. They carry the powder back into their nests, where other insects come in contact with it. And again, it's very long lasting, very effective, probably the best ant control on the market, and best of all, it deploys no toxic petrochemicals. So people who have allergies and other concerns about poisons have no fear about Anteater, and you can get Anteater from St. Gabriel Organics. And by the way, for those who are listening to the Paul Perrin Show, we have a free annual home and garden guide. We can't give it away to everybody, but if you call our 800 number, and I'll give it to you in a minute here, we'll send you this as a gift from St. Gabriel Organics.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts here with homeowner Dan Daughtry. Have a seat, Dan.
I don't deserve to.
Why not?
Because I'm a failure. Every time I try to grow grass seed, I fail.
Well, did you water the seed on a regular basis?
Yes. Well, sometimes I forget.
It's okay, Dan. That's exactly why Scotts has created a new Turf Builder grass seed with WaterSmart.
Water what?
WaterSmart. It's premium seed wrapped in a super absorbent coating that actually holds water. 40% more water than ordinary seed.
So the seed won't dry out?
Even if you miss a watering, the seed stays moist and germinates.
So I'll be able to grow grass seed.
Guaranteed. That's the Scotts advantage.
That's awesome. High five, Ash.
How about if we just shake hands?
Okay, sir.
With warmer temperatures, this weekend is the perfect time to head out to Ace, True Value, Do It Best, or your local independent garden center for new Scotts Turf Builder grass seed with WaterSmart. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $872.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $897.91, $448.95 for half ounce, and $224.48 for the quarter ounce. That's $897.91, $448.95, and $224.48.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. Trading equals permanent permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. It's his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be doing the show today. Next week, my father will be back from France. And he'll be back to answer all your gardening questions. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Before the break, we're talking to Ted Reuter from St. Gabriel Labs. Appreciate everything he gave us, all the information. It was all great information. He was talking about a number that you could call to get a free like pamphlet. Phone number that you can call to St. Gabriel Labs, 1-800-801-0061. Again, 1-800-801-0061. And, Jared, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Pam, who's calling about oriental grasses.
Pam, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I have these oriental grasses that are about 6 feet tall. The root ball is about 3 feet wide, 2 feet down, and I was wondering how we could divide them.
You can usually divide them in half about this time. With grasses, they're 6 foot tall right now. It's probably brown. Am I right? It's usually brown about this time. So you could cut that in half. Dig it up and cut it in half. So you can that way you have more of a plant. If the root ball is decently big, if say it's a couple feet wide, you might even be able to do it in threes, you can cut it into three or four plants. You want to do that right about now is the perfect time to do that. And when you put it down into the next spot that you're putting on, use some root stimulator to put on to the plant. That way it'll give it an advantage since it shocked it for the transplanting. So, again, you can cut it in half. If it's really big, you might be able to even cut it into three or four. When you plant it, apply some root stimulator to prevent transplant shock. We thank you for the phone call, Pam. Phone number is here is 800-259-9231. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or under watering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Plus, it has Miracle-Gro plant food mixed right in to feed for up to 3 months. Your potted plants don't just grow, they thrive, growing twice as big with more beautiful flowers and less foliage. Get all the results you want without the worry. Pick up Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix this weekend and get planting. Miracle-Gro, start right, finish big. And the phone number here is 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Nadine, who has a problem with deer damage.
Nadine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, I have a Coosa dogwood that the deer rubbed their antlers on this winter and did just a little bit over 50% of some of the branches, and it's all raggedy around the edges.
So there's some of the branches are losing their bark. Is that
what's happening? They rubbed it right off. There's about five main branches that come up off of the trunk, and a couple of them have the where the deer rubbed their antlers, and it just rubbed the bark right off down to the bare wood, and it's very kind of rough and raggedy, like torn paper the edge.
Well, one thing you're going to want to do is it. Depending upon if they got, you know, over 50% of the plant, it might affect it in the long term. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to fertilize the dogwood with some use plant tone. You can use some plant tone and put that in the drip edge around there. What you're going to try and do is you're going to try and build from the ground up. Just redo everything and put more stimulation into the roots, and that root system will bring all the nutrients back into the plant. Hopefully they haven't done too much damage. If there's a lot of damage to it, you can cut back some of the unsightly parts. But definitely want to fertilize it. And at the end of the year, what you can spray on it is, a deer stop as well. And that is a, product that will keep deer away from your property. To spray on it. You got to make sure you don't do it before it rains. So I know it's going to rain in the next few days, so you don't want to do it now. You want to do it after it rains. Because the water will actually wash it off of there. So deer stop and some plant tone for your dogwood. Try that. It might not completely work because the deer might have actually destroyed most of it. And we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 800-259-9231.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Let's go right into the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Bob, who has some spots on his lawn.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I do have spots on my lawn. They're from a female dog having run out in the snow during the winter and not made it into the wooded area and instead just kind of parked herself on the lawn to relieve herself. Now I've got probably 15 or 20 brown spots from the burn of the, I guess, the urea in the urine, and wonder what the best way to get a green lawn out of it in the short time that I've got for the growing season for the seed to take.
Well, in those areas, it is tough. What you're going to want to do is to try and allow those areas to allow the pores to open. Use some of the gypsum that my father's talked about to allow the to wash through. One of the problems is it's already stained everything. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to fertilize the lawn. You're going to put your lime down like you always have this year. In those areas, what you might want to do, you know, just to make it the quickest, is cut out the small areas. You know, you can use just a small shovel, cut a square around it, and just reseed that area, and then just fertilize and reseed. That's the best way to get rid of it for good. I know there is a product. I'm trying to find it at the moment. When I go to my next break, I'll have the information for you, Bob, for the product, and I will go from there. We thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Tomatoes get black spots on the lower leaves, and it quickly moves up the plant, killing your leaves, right? Now, there is an organic fungicide called Serenade that was developed for the tomato industry in Florida that you can now use in your garden. So go to your local garden center and ask for Serenade Garden Fungicide. It's used by thousands of organic farmers to grow beautiful disease-free fruits, vegetables, and flowers. For more information on how to control over 20 common diseases in your gardens, go to www.serenadegarden.com. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Up next is Alan calling about wild onions.
Alan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I used to grow onion sets, onions. More than 12 dozen a year, and haven't done any gardening for a few years, but now my yard is starting to fill up with what I called wild onions.
Now, the garden's the place where you have previously planted those in years past, that's where it is, or it's just a yard?
No, I used to plant it. They're spreading from where I planted the onions in the past. They're spreading throughout the yard. They're miniature onions. When you pull them up, they have a bulb and grass, but the green is heavier than a chive.
Okay.
Are these edible?
I haven't heard of them being. I haven't actually heard of this before. I personally wouldn't trust it if it's a wild like that. But are you trying to get rid of it?
Well, that's what I don't know. The thing is this, if they're edible, I'll use them. If they're not, I'd like to get rid of them.
Yeah. One thing I would do is, if you have a couple right now that they're showing, when they do start to come up, take a couple out of the ground and, bring them to a local garden center.
Okay.
And, say, I have these all over my yard.
Okay.
Are they edible? They might be able to tell more, depending upon it. To me, I wouldn't trust it. I don't feel myself like
I'm
eating it. I'd rather just personally get rid of it and start new. So one thing you could try and do is, a weed killer. You could try Bornite has cleanup, or you could do something along the lines of Roundup in the spray in the areas that it is, just to try and stop it, to get rid of it, so you can go back to what you originally had. After spraying it, it's usually about 2 weeks you have to wait before you can do anything into that. I usually like to wait a little bit longer just to make sure all of the spray has gone through the soil. But we thank you for the phone call, Alan. The phone number here is 800-259-9231. If you want to keep your fruits, berries, and veggies free of insects and disease and stay organic, then think about Organicide from Organic Labs. Organicide was developed by the citrus industry and is now available for the home gardener. It's a blend of marine and plant oils that work by suffocating the insects and diseases in your garden. Blossom end rot on tomatoes and squash is a soil-borne problem that makes a black rot on the bottom of your tomatoes. Stop it this year with Tomato Maker. Also from Organic Labs, MycoStim, a mycorrhizae fertilizer. Go to www.organiclabs.com. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Up next we have Sharon calling about planting lettuce.
Sharon, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to try planting lettuce in big pots. Is that possible?
In a big pot?
Yeah.
You want to put it like on like a patio or whatnot?
Yes.
You could try it out.
In my garden.
You could try that out. It wouldn't be a problem. I mean, it doesn't take up a huge area anyways in a garden. So in a pot, it shouldn't be a problem. It's a cold weather crop, so you could be able to actually start to do that now.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't see a problem with it. You could just treat it just like a regular garden. But the only thing you're going to worry a little bit more about is watering, because the pot is above ground. So what's going to happen is it's going to dry out. The roots are almost exposed. They're not because they're in the soil, but they're closer to the surface because they're in a pot. So they're going to dry out quicker. So that might be something you want to look into as well. You might want to actually put in, might use the Miracle-Gro soil that my father talks about, the moisture control Miracle-Gro that has the liquid. The liquid retaining tablets in there, and it also has the fertilizer. That might be the best way to put it in the soil. So if you forget once or twice the watering, it won't be as bad. We thank you for the phone call, Sharon. The phone number here is 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Up next is Tim calling about an arborvitae.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. Great show, Patrick. I have some old arborvitaes that are kind of in need of pruning, and I can go ahead and prune them, but I was also wondering if I can shear them in order to shape them. Can I shear them right back to stem, and when is a good time to do that if I can do it?
I would recommend against shearing an arborvitae. One thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go out to the arborvitae first, and you want to go look into the plant, go take the branches, and find how far back it goes and it's green. Because if you go too far back and you go to the more woody stem, you're not going to have that green lush that you're looking for, the lush color. So you want to go back into the plant a little bit and find out how far you can really go back. Because you're going to want to leave some of the green on the outside. I would suggest doing that first. And you can usually cut it, the width by a third. So if it's like 6 feet, you can cut like 2 feet. I'd go more like a foot and a half to a foot, cut it back. You'd want to do that, and you can do that now. The rule of thumb is to do it before it gets too hot so that it has a chance to regrow this year. So you can do that soon. But really, don't cut it back too far, because what you can do is if you cut it back this year, you train it, you cut it back, and then next year you'll be able to cut it back again a little bit more, because there's going to be more light coming into the plant, so you're going to have more green inside it. So it might take a little bit of time, like 2 years to get it back down, but it'll be worth it in the end.
Great. Thank you.
And we thank you for the phone call, Tim. The phone number here is 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Up next is Judy calling about cypresses.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, thank you for taking my call. We have a hedge of Leyland cypresses. There's 38 of them, and they're about 14 to 15 feet tall. We planted them 4 years ago when they were 5 feet tall, 6 feet apart, and they've been beautiful this whole time that we've had them except for this spring. There's a lot of brown tips that are getting browner and browner. And they're also planted along a fence of where horses are kept. But the part where the horses aren't and some of the trees are, the Leyland cypresses aren't having as much as a brown tip as the ones that are near the fence. So we don't know if it was a combination of a harsh winter, because there was one particular storm that we had where they were really laying over. And so we don't know if it was windburned or maybe to do with the paddock with the horse's manure and whatnot might be affecting
one
them.
One of the things that could have happened with it is the winter was pretty harsh. What happened this winter was we had a lot of we'd have a storm. And then it would be a little bit of time before, but some of the snow would melt, so the cover wouldn't be there, and then it would be a storm, and then a storm, and then the snow would go down. At least that's what happened in my area in Peabody. And a couple of the storms were pretty bad, and they actually pushed a lot of the trees down, like you said. And having, if they stayed for a good amount of time, that could affect them. The winter seemed to be a little bit harsh. What I'd suggest doing is on the Leland cypress, cutbacks, those tips that are starting to brown, and fertilize the hedge. It might be easier for you to actually have somebody come in as an arborist to fertilize it. It seems like there's a pretty long hedge. There's a decent amount of work for, I think you said, either 34 or 38 Leland cypress. But you need to fertilize those. Cut them back by a little bit just to rejuvenate them. But we did have a not-so-great winter for snow cover. The freeze and thaw effect really wasn't that great. Let me thank you for the phone call, Judy. The phone number here is 800-259-9231. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how the sun and shade would affect the plants? Help is on the way with the new SunStick. This new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden, helps you select the right shrubs for your garden. The SunStick tells you just how much sunshine or shade in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right place this year. Go to www.gosunstick.com for a garden center near you. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Paul, who's calling about a bare spot on his lawn.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you very much for taking my call. I have probably a 30-square-foot, I think it's like 5x6, area that I'm having problems growing grass. The problem is that there's a root system underneath, and when I seed it, it'll grow, come up very thick and nice for about a month, and then it dies off, and obviously that's the root system. I've dug down about 8 to 10 inches and tried to cut the roots, realizing that they're probably going to grow back again. But my question is there any type of seed, a hardy seed, or I know they've advertised this water wizard that doesn't really need a lot of water because of this solution. Anything at all that I can do, or am I out of luck?
There are a couple things we can do, Paul. What I'm going to do is I'm going to break, and when I get back from break, I'll tell you about it. There's Black Beauty seed and the Hydrotain you use together. I will explain that after the break. Phone number here, 800-259-9231.
Can you help me? They gave me this receipt for 10 bags of lime for my lawn.
Sure. Pull your car up here and I'll load it. Trunk or back seat.
Oh, gosh. Those bags are so big. I'm never going to be able to unload all that by myself. And I think that's too much weight for this car. Can't I use something else?
I'm not really sure. You might want to ask that guy over there. His name's Jonathan Green, and I think he just finished giving a seminar on lawn care.
Excuse me, Jonathan Green?
Yes?
Well, I was told that I need 10 bags of lime for my lawn, and it's just too much. Isn't there something else I can use?
There certainly is. My Jonathan Green MagiCal will not only improve your soil's pH, MagiCal also releases trapped nutrients in your soil and contains calcium, which is as important to lawns as it is to our bones.
But how many bags will I need?
Just one bag is equal to 10 bags of ordinary lime.
Oh.
And is less expensive.
Yeah.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting, where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow Dirt Sheep superfood should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Oh, 15 minutes ago, we were talking to Bob about lawn spots, and I found exactly what you're looking for, Bob. It's called Dog Patch by AM Turf. My father talks about AM Turf and their Ultra Lawn Patch. They have a dog patch that you can use that cleans the area. I wanted to make sure I got you the right information, Bob, but you can use that or the Ultra Lawn Patch because that will just that. The product can actually clean that area up and make it better for you. I'm sorry I couldn't get the answer for you before. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next we have Aaron, who's calling about rhododendrons.
Aaron, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you very much. I just have two questions. I live up in Bolton, where we did have a horrific ice storm. And I'm now noticing all around town that everybody's rhododendrons, the top half, are completely dead, and only the very bottom of the bushes remain alive. And I didn't know, I mean, it's almost three-quarters of the bushes, and it's pretty apparent all the way through town. And I'm imagining it's from the storm, or is there a disease that's going around that's hitting the rhododendrons?
I haven't heard of a disease going around hitting rhododendrons at this moment. It seems like the ice storm did a lot of damage on everything. The freezing of the, and then the freezing thawing that we had happen. What I'd suggest, if you have any rhododendrons that it's affecting, cut back the dead. And then after it flowers, which should be soon, unless you're not worried about the flowers this year, you want it just a healthy plant, cut back your rhododendron by a third.
Okay, because it's almost three-quarters of the plant, so you can't cut it all?
Well, no, I wouldn't cut. If you cut it down to the bottom, you're not going to have anything. Okay. What you're going to want to do is cut back the dead. So get rid of the dead. The way you can tell where it goes from dead to live tissue is just scrape the bark a little bit, and underneath you'll see green. You'll also tell where it meets, there's like a discoloration, too. You'll be able to tell like a living stem and a non-living stem. You don't want to cut it right where they meet. You're going to want to cut it like about an inch below that, so you'll have living tissue. Excuse me.
Okay. But now if the dead is three-quarters of the plant, you can't cut it all, right?
You got to cut all the dead, because what's happening is the plant is putting a lot of its energy into getting rid of the dead or trying to fix the dead, even though they can't fix it.
Okay.
So it's forgetting about the rest of the plant.
Okay.
So first, like I said, you want to get rid of all the dead. And then after that, you want to fertilize it with a holly tone fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can actually, after it blooms this year, cut the rhododendron back by a third of what's left.
Okay.
And it's gonna shock it, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what you can do after using the holly tone is use some of the root stimulator by Fertiloom. Because what you're going to want to do is seems like there was some root damage from this. So you want to get back to its roots and fix the root system. So the root stimulator is going to help with that as well as the holly tone.
And then the other issue that I'm having is that my Mugo pines they look very brown, and I'm not sure if that is also correlated with the storm or could that be something separate?
Are the Mugo pines coming from underneath?
I just have, maybe 2 to 3 foot Mugo pines out on an island, and they're the most brown I've ever seen them, and I don't know whether that's related to the storm as well.
I think it seems like it is related to the storm. With the Mugo pine, it's hard to cut back, but you can cut it back a little bit and fertilize it with the holly tone as well.
Should I cut now or wait till it starts to grow?
Cut now.
Okay.
Cut now.
Okay.
Thank you for the phone call, Aaron. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs in time to fight back, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants except for vegetables, and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for 2 months, even during the winter. When planting new shrubs and perennials, apply every 2 weeks, as the plant is continuously making new growth for June and July. If rodents ate your flower bulbs last year, be sure to treat the new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this year. Use Bob-X for deer, Bob-X R for rabbits and small animals, and Bob-X G for geese problems in your lawn. Bob-X is a unique foliage spray that is environmentally compatible and harvests wildlife and aquatic life. No petrochemicals ever. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob-X at 800-792-4449. And if you'd like to listen to my father online, go to www.paulparent.com. Starting next week, he's going to go back to his roots, 26th anniversary, back to his roots. And the phone number, 800-259-9231.